Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
A positive round of corporate earnings drove the benchmark US indices to their best levels in approximately 1 month. The Dow was up 214 points or 0.9%. The broader S&P 500 gained just over 1%, with all 11 primary sectors closing in positive territory. The technology-centric NASDAQ outperformed with a rise of 1.74%, with Netflix surging to a record high, up 9.2% after their better-than-expected quarterly earnings in the previous session. However, Tesla fell 1.2% after the electric vehicle company confirmed it has halted production of its Model 3 auto for a second time. All three indices moved back above their 50-day moving averages. On the trade war front, China imposed a 179% import tax on US sorghum, a key agricultural export. In US corporate earnings, Goldman Sachs reported a 27% rise in first quarter profits, the third highest on record, underpinned by a surge in trading revenue due to increased market volatility. Goldman Sachs Chief Executive Officer Lloyd Blankfein observed that solid performances across our businesses produced strong returns in the first quarter. Morgan Stanley, American Express and US Bank Corp are the main companies slated to post their quarterly numbers tonight, Australian time. European markets rallied to a seven-week high, Germany's DAX gaining 1.6% to its best close since the 7th of February, while France's CAC rose 0.8% to its highest settlement since the 2nd of February. London's FTSE 100 closed 0.4% higher, erasing an earlier session decline as a rally in pound sterling fizzled following the release of UK wages data for February. The currency had earlier touched its highest level since the Brexit referendum in 2016. The UK's Office for National Statistics gave updates on the labour market in February alongside readings on wages growth. The jobless rate fell to 4.2% to again reach its lowest level since 1975. Wages both with and without bonuses rose 2.8%, meaning that for the first time in almost a year, wages grew slightly more than inflation. However, a number of traders were reportedly expecting a number closer to 3%, a reading that would have seen a strengthening case for the Bank of England to raise interest rates in May. Investor attention in the UK now turns to inflation and retail sales data tonight, Australian time. In stock-specific news, CYBG PLC announced after the UK market closed that it expects to increase its provisions for legacy PPI costs by £350 million. Base metals were mixed, copper losing 0.5% to just shy of $3.12 a pound, while nickel fell 0.8%. However, aluminium gained 0.25% and zinc rose 0.6%. Yesterday's China data dump showed gross domestic product in the world's second largest economy rose 6.8% in the first quarter, in line with consensus forecasts and unchanged from the December quarter. Quarterly GDP came in at 1.4% in seasonally adjusted terms, slightly below the median forecasts of an increase of 1.5%. Separately, the People's Bank of China announced a surprise 100 basis point cut to the reserve requirement ratio for most commercial and foreign banks. Spot iron ore added 58 cents to $64.51 a metric tonne. Traders now look ahead to today's China house price data for March, a release that has influenced iron ore markets in the past. Gold futures eased $1.20 to $1,349.50 an ounce. Oil prices were modestly higher, WTI settling 30 cents higher at $66.52 a barrel, Brent edging 16 cents higher to $71.56 a barrel. The American Petroleum Institute released their latest weekly inventory data after the market's close and reported that US crude supplies fell by 1 million barrels for the week ended April 13. The official data from the Energy Information Administration is due for release tonight, Australian time. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 2 basis points to 2.814%, while US 2-year yields hit their highest level since 2008 before settling 0.8% basis point higher at 2.386%. The moves came after San Francisco Fed President John Williams said on Tuesday that he expects US inflation to rise to the Federal Reserve's 2% goal this year and stay at or above that goal for another couple of years. The CBOE Volatility Index fell to an intraday low of 14.57, a move down of 12% and its lowest level since the 9th of March, and the Aussie dollar is buying 77.74 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.